Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini.
And I'm Tell Me on a Sunday podcast, Grace Aki.
Grace, in the podcast feed over the weekend, we had the return of Jenna Tessa Fox's Spotlight. We haven't had one of those episodes in a long time, so it was nice to have that hit the podcast feeds. She did a Spotlight interview with Jessica Malasky, who is always fantastic, and love to hear that. And of course, we also had This Week on Broadway, where the crew talked about all kinds of new shows, both on and off Broadway. But Grace, as I start looking forward, in the words of good old JR, business is about to pick up, because this week is absolutely crazy. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But of course, if you want to hear all of our thoughts about everything going on Broadway this season, whether it's from here on Today on Broadway, my reviews when I go up and see shows, This Week on Broadway, or any interviews we have, head over to patreon.com/broadwayradio, broadwayradio.com/patreon. Now, Grace, before we get into stuff that is happening this season, on Friday, we got announcements of two shows that are coming next season. One of them we have been teasing and dancing around for months, because I think pretty much everybody in and around the theater community in New York already knew about this. The other one was a complete surprise, and I feel like might be something that got you especially excited. So let's start with the one that we basically already knew and had been teasing. On Friday, it was confirmed that Tammy Faye, the musical, will play Broadway's Palace Theater this fall, beginning performances on October 19th with an official opening on November 14th. Olivier Award winner Katie Braben and Tony nominee Andrew Rannells will reprise the roles that they created over in London. The show, of course, features a score by Elton John, lyrics by Jake Shears, who has been on Broadway in Kinky Boots before, and features a book by James Graham. Rupert Gould is directing. The show played the Almeida Theatre in 2022 over in London and got very good reviews and was nominated for 4 Oliviers, including Best Musical. It, of course, tells the life of American televangelist Tammy Faye Messner and then Baker, and her kind of crazy road to stardom and being a caricature. But Grace, we'd been talking about this reopening the Palace Theater. We now know it will not do that, because Ben Platt's concert will reopen the Palace. But in terms of a show proper reopening that venue, I feel like this has all of the glitz and the colors and the brightness and the fun that you would expect for a show to play that venue.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely still saying that this is the show to open the Palace. So I know that Ben is doing his concert right sneakily before they officially, you know, open. We actually held a private little preview on Friday at the Midnight Theater with Elton John, Jake Shears, Andrew Rannells, and Katie Braben, and then a TCM representative that did the interview. Mm-hmm. And so we got a little sneak peek at 2 of the numbers. Insane to have like 100 people and Elton John in the same space in New York City, and it's just kind of casual. I was like, that's actually not casual, and I'm going to wear a bedazzled suit, and I did. But it was really cool. And I think what's funny is like, Tammy Faye is such inherent American culture. It's American televangelist culture. And I'm so curious how that's now going to play in the States, because like it playing in London is so funny, because I'm sure that people are like, what was this? Like, did you all make this up? And it's like, no, we didn't. It's like a huge point of pop culture over here. And then especially with the Jessica Chastain film that had come out, I feel like there's a lot more cultural awareness prominently like now than there has been in the past couple of years. So I'm excited to see if that is translating to people's like want to see the show. It's certainly interesting. And I, as growing up in the Bible Belt and everything, I've been very excited about this for a long time. The way that Jake Shears talks about writing this piece with Elton, like Elton courted Jake, like they're friends, but like, he was like, I have been wanting to write this for like 15, 20 years. And I want to write it with you. And he said that his collaboration with him is similar to him and Tim Rice, and the way that they just formulate these stories. And I think that that's great. So I'm excited about it.
Well, that'll certainly be one that we will be talking about a lot moving forward. But it was not the only show that announced Broadway intentions on Friday. The other one is a new play called Left on 10th, which some of you might recognize that title because it is also the name of a best-selling memoir from the one and only Delia Ephron. Efron will adapt her own memoir into the play, and it will star Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher. Margulies will actually play Delia Efron in the show as well. Susan Stroman is on board to direct the show. No house or dates have officially been announced, but I think it's fairly certain that it will arrive on Broadway next season. Daryl Roth is producing and has made the announcement. The synopsis of the show reads thusly: Left on 10th is a true story about love, hope, and the wonder of second chances. When she least expects it, Delia Efron, best-selling novelist and screenwriter of You've Got Mail, makes a surprising connection with a man from her past and falls into her own romantic comedy. As their immediate spark blossoms into a love story that seems to defy all odds, Delia's life takes an unexpected turn. Of course, Delia Efron is the sister of Nora Efron. They work together quite regularly. They co-wrote You've Got Mail together, which Nora directed. They also co-wrote the play Love, Loss, and What I Wore. So this is a return to the theater for Delia Efron, but one that I have a feeling a lot of the Efron heads out there, you included, Grace, are probably very excited about.
Oh, you should have heard me a month ago when I got the murmurings of this whole thing. And while some of my team was working on the rollout plan, and I said, sorry. Delia Efron's book? And they were like, yes. How do you, like, are you familiar with it? And I was like, yeah, I'm really excited. So I think that this is interesting. I know that, like, the last, especially Nora Ephron piece of theater that was kind of, like, out there was The Lucky Guy, starring Tom Hanks. And then she unfortunately passed away soon after. And then the fact that we're getting this Delia Efron piece is really exciting. It's been in the zeitgeist for a minute that, like, we haven't had another Nancy Meyers, Delia, Nora kind of, like, resurgence. So I'm really excited about this piece. I think that people have been clamoring to have Peter Gallagher back on stage. So
definitely,
this is going to be cool.
All right. One little bit of news before we get into the schedule. On Friday, it was also announced that Jordan Fisher has extended his run in Hadestown. He will now play the role of Orpheus through September 15th. I mean, that's still only about 10 months in the show, but that feels like an eternity for Jordan Fisher, who seems to come and go from shows fairly quickly, but he is always in demand. So it is not a surprise that he is only in shows for limited amounts of time. But I have to say, I saw him in Hadestown back with Solea, and he was great. A much different vibe than Reeve, but I thought he was really, really fantastic. Currently starring alongside Jordan Fisher in the show is Ani DiFranco as Persephone, John Briones as Hermes, Philip Boykin as Hades, and Issa Briones as Eurydice. All right, Grace, take a deep breath, eat some bananas to get your potassium up, maybe carb load a little bit, because things are starting to get very, very hectic on Broadway. This is not the last week that we're going to start to have shows begin performances in order to make the Tony eligibility deadline. But when it comes to musicals, especially new musicals, this is the week where we're going to have a bunch of them begin performances that give themselves a full 4 weeks or a month of previews before that Tony eligibility deadline on April 25th. The schedule starts tonight, actually, not with a new musical, but with a new play that is not beginning previews, but is reopening because Appropriate will resume performances over at the Belasco Theater after having previously played at the Helen Hayes Theater and shut down to move from its second stage run to a commercial run. So that will happen tonight. Then on Tuesday, we have the first Broadway performance of Suffs. This, of course, is the new musical by Shayna Taub, directed by Lee Silverman, and has a phenomenal cast, including Taub herself, Jen Colella, Hannah Cruz, Nikki M. James, J.G. Makapage, Anastasia McCleskey, Grace McLean, Emily Skinner, and more. I'm really interested in what this one looks and sounds like, Grace, because I saw it at the Public whenever it was there, and I liked it. It was good, but I thought it had a lot of room. But I've just heard that they've made a ton of changes, not only in the way the show looks, but in adding new songs to the score. We'll see if that makes a significant difference or not. But this is definitely one, if you're looking at awards contentions, I think the early rumblings coming out of the Music Box Theater for this one will be important for the Tony races.
Lots of women. Just saying.
I mean, it's pretty much all women. I mean, it's all women on stage. women director, women writer, and there are some dudes that they threw in there on the creative team, but you're right, lots and lots of women.
I think it's just mainly like non-males on stage. Like, I think that there is actually a mix of some women and non-gender conforming people, which is really cool. But we've like talked about the amount of female directors this season, and like it's kind of astounding. Like, I'm really excited about the race for all of it, but also like just from a industry perspective, I think that it's really exciting that they're on a lot of the heavy hitters this year. So I'm staying tuned for a lot of that.
Absolutely. Next up on Thursday, we have the official opening for the Broadway revival of The Who's Tommy over at the Nederlander Theater, directed by Des McAnuff, as it was in its original Broadway incarnation. The show is also choreographed by Lauren Lataro, features a cast led by Ali Luis Borzgui as Tommy, John Ambrosino, Bobby Conti, Adam Jacobs, Allison Luff, Christina Saju, and others. This one is one that a lot of people have been looking forward to. I know very little about Tommy. I saw the film when I was quite young, and it was quite weird and quite disturbing. And obviously I know some of the songs from the original Who's version. So I'm interested to see what this one looks and sounds like in a more theatrical setting. Also on Thursday, we have the first Broadway performance of Hell's Kitchen. We're going to talk about this show a little bit later in the episode as well. But of course, this is the musical that takes some new songs by Alicia Keys, puts them together with many of her biggest hits, and creates a story that is at least inspired by the essence of Alicia Keys' life. It is featuring a book by Christopher Diaz and directed by Michael Greif and choreographed by Camille A. Brown. In the company are Shoshana Bean, Brandon Victor Dixon, Keisha Lewis, Rima Webb, and in her Broadway debut in the role of Allie is Malia Joy Moon. Again, we'll talk about Moon and Keys here a little bit more coming up. And then finally on Thursday, not on Broadway, but down at the Public Theater, we have the first preview of Susan Laurie Parks' new play, Sally and Tom. It is directed by Steve H. Brodnax III, and it looks at the relationship between Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings and then puts it into a modern context as well, with kind of like dual track storytelling. So that one is currently scheduled to run through May 5th. Then on Friday, Grace, there's a lot going on Friday. Three shows will begin Broadway performances, and I'm just going to run through them real quick, and then I can dive into each of them. But they are The Great Gatsby at the Broadway Theater, The Heart of Rock and Roll at the James Earl Jones, and The Wiz at the Marquee. So three shows, two new, one revival, beginning performances on Friday, heading into the weekend. If you really want to get ambitious about this, you can see all three of them this weekend and knock them out. It just depends on what order you want to do them in. Of course, The Great Gatsby, music by Jason Howland, lyrics by Nathan Tyson, and a book by Kate Kerrigan, directed by Mark Bruni and choreographed by Dominique Kelly. The classic F. Scott Fitzgerald novel brought to a Broadway stage for the first time at least. It is led by Jeremy Jordan as Jay Gatsby, Eva Noblezada as Daisy Buchanan, Samantha Pauly as Jordan Baker, and Noah Ricketts as Nick Carraway, and some other really fantastic ensemble members in there too. Then, of course, The Heart of Rock and Roll, which we are biased towards here for various reasons. It's inspired by the songs of Huey Lewis and the News and features a book by Jonathan A. Abrams, directed by Gordon Greenberg and also choreographed by Lauren Lataro. Has a tremendous cast led by Corey Cott and Mackenzie Kurtz. Also features Josh Breckenridge, John Dossett, F. Michael Haney, Zoe Jensen, Tamika Lawrence, Raymond J. Lee, John Michael Lyles, and more. This one, we can talk about it here in a second. Lots of fun. Looking forward to that one. And then finally, Grace, The Wiz is beginning performances at the Marquee. The new revival directed by Shelley Williams and choreographed by Jaquel Knight. The cast features Nichelle Lewis in her Broadway debut as Dorothy, Wayne Brady, Melody A. Betts, Deborah Cox, Kyle Ramar Freeman, Philip Johnson Richardson, and Avery Wilson. I love the combination of these three shows, Grace, beginning performances on the same day, because while everybody, I think, spoiler alert, knows that The Great Gatsby has a very sad and tragic ending, there is a lot of fun in it. And I think to combine that with The Wiz and The Heart of Rock and Roll seems like these are three shows that I think could get people up and excited, where a lot of the other ones are heavy this season. You know, you've got The Notebook, you've got The Outsiders, you've got Water for Elephants. While all of those things have their ebbs and flows, they are a little bit more serious. And while Gatsby certainly has elements of that, I think there's a lot of brightness and fun in it too. And combining it with two things that I think are more traditional musical theater comedies is a pretty interesting way to kick off Friday night.
Yeah, you know, I think that I need either like more insoles, you know, because I'm going to be running to all these shows. Like I'm so excited that there's so much joy. I'm not even kidding. Like, and I feel like I've said this 100 times, so please stop me at any point. Matt will cut this out. There is something for everybody. There is something interesting, even if you can only see one show, one of the 15 shows is going to be a great show for you. I hope that you like to see multiple shows if that is in your ability to do so, because there's so many different opportunities. There's 80s Joy Machine, there's 20s Roaring Party, incredible Jeremy Jordan vocals. There's, you know, art design and Chavkin and Limpika. Like there's everything. And I think that's worth not only celebrating, but hopefully supporting financially. Like, I hope that this is something that no one can say, why doesn't Broadway blank, as if Broadway's a person. But I think that we have the capacity to have an exciting, especially locally, tourist season. Like, I think that this is really, really cool in terms of the variety that's on stage. I just hope people go. But there's certainly something for everyone. And I think that that's worth celebrating.
We'll wrap up this week with some closings on Sunday, March 31st. On Broadway, Days of Wine and Roses will close, and then off-Broadway, Sleep No More will wrap up its decade-plus run at the McKeetrick Hotel. All the Devils Are Here, Patrick Page's show, will close at the DR2 Theater. The Effect will close at The Shed, and White Rose will close at Theater Row. All right, Grace, I've got a bunch of videos, so I'm just going to run through them and tell you what they are, and you can check them out in the show notes. Otter McDonald singing Mr. Snow from the Rodgers and Hammerstein anniversary concert, which actually began streaming on Sunday. We'll have information on that. Then Graham Phillips and Talia Suskower sing Move On from the Axelrod Performing Arts Center production of Sunday in the Park with George. It closed on Sunday, but a big fan of this song, obviously, and Talia as well, having seen her in Wicked. Then we got some a first look highlights of Limpika. We got a little clip of the song Sadness and Joy from The Notebook. And then the big one, which I referenced earlier, Grace, is that Alicia Keys and Malia Joy Moon sat down with Jimmy Fallon to discuss Hell's Kitchen on Broadway, and they performed the new song Kaleidoscope. And this is the first time that anything from Hell's Kitchen has been on TV. So we will have that link in the show notes if you want to check all of that out. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio. And you can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Grace, where can people find you?
You can find me at It's Grace Aki.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful Monday, a wonderful week, and we'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.